From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A plan for reducing the federal deficit being released today by the co-chairman of a presidential panel includes a broad combination of spending cuts and an overhaul of the nation's tax code. The plan calls for reductions in a number of popular middle-class tax breaks, including the mortgage interest deduction. Co-chair Erskine Bowles says if nothing else, the proposal is a wake-up call.
The era of deficit denial in Washington is over.
NPR's John Idsty says the plan includes a number of controversial measures.
A lot of the things that were in the original plan are in this modified plan, including raising the Social Security retirement age and a 10% cut in the federal workforce. Also, an increase in the gasoline tax by 15 cents, almost doubling the federal gasoline tax.
NPR's John Idsty in Washington. The co-chairs of the panel have delayed a vote on the plan until Friday as they scramble to try to win some support from elected officials on the commission, none of whom have voiced public support for the proposal so far. An estimated 2 million Americans who've been unemployed for up to 2 years are about to lose their jobless benefits. Neither the House nor the Senate has approved a further extension of those benefits, but Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia says he's not going to let the issue die.
If we wait till next year, it won't happen. We have to do it this year.
Rockefeller says unemployment benefits get pumped back into the economy and help sustain the recovery, but Republicans and some conservative Democrats have opposed a further extension of jobless benefits unless a way is found to pay the cost without adding to the federal deficit. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's assuring foreign ministers at the security conference she's attending in Kazakhstan that the release of diplomatic cables by the group WikiLeaks will not change U.S. relations with their countries.
It will not in any way interfere with American diplomacy.
But NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department is trying to deal with the fallout from one of the documents signed by Clinton, asking diplomats to seek credit card numbers and other personal information about UN officials.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley, though, tried to distance his boss from the directive.
Any document that leaves the Department of State has the Secretary of State's name on it. She is responsible, but she was not the author of that particular document. And the contents of that came from outside the Department of State.
He says other government agencies do make requests of diplomats. He described them as wish lists, but insisted that diplomats are diplomats and not doing intelligence work. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Transportation Security Administration is now checking all air travelers in the U.S. against a watch list of people thought to pose a terrorism risk. TSA Chief John Pistol says the practice began last summer for domestic passengers and has now been extended to all international passengers heading to or from the U.S. This is NPR News from Washington. Election results have been released in Afghanistan from the one remaining province whose tally was delayed by allegations of irregularities and voter intimidation. NPR's Corey Flintoff says all 11 winning candidates there were from the Hazara ethnic group, even though about half the population in the province are ethnic Pashtuns.
Analysts say that's because people in Pashtun areas were intimidated by insurgents and didn't turn out to vote, while the Hazaras were politically well organized. Afghan President Hamid Karzai, himself a Pashtun, had criticized the vote in Ghazni, saying it was unacceptable that all the winners came from one ethnic group. There were fears that the election results might trigger ethnic violence, but so far no violence has been reported. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Motorola is set to split into two companies early in the new year. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports one of the spinoffs will focus on products such as police radios and barcode scanners sold to government and corporate customers. The other will serve consumers.
Dedicated to making cell phones and cable set top boxes. Motorola Vice President Nicholas Swears says the split means stockholders can focus more on what the companies do.
Previously, if you invested in Motorola, you were investing both on the business side and consumer side, not knowing how either one was going to perform.
That all changes on January 4th. Shareholders of record on December 21st will receive shares in both companies. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Classes resume today at the Wisconsin High School, where a student held nearly two dozen fellow students and a teacher hostage for hours this week before fatally shooting himself. Relatives of the boy say they have no idea what prompted the incident. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.